I'm talking today with Matt Wallman, who is with the Land O'Lakes organization, and he's the head of government relations for Land O'Lakes, which represents the new co-op in Central Iowa. Matt, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, good to have you along with us this morning. So you're busy keeping an eye on things when it comes to the farm bill that's been on the minds of many agriculture representatives in our state of Iowa and across the nation there, Matt.
Yeah, you know, the farm bill is just so critically important to not only the country, but to farmers and rural communities across the country. And, you know, the 2018 farm bill was passed and has been a really pretty good farm bill for farmers and rural communities. And we need to get that farm bill reauthorized. It did expire in September of last year, and then Congress did a continuing resolution on it until September of this year. But we need to move forward and get this farm bill passed.
Have you been having some meetings with our lawmakers there, Matt, from the state of Iowa, for this?
Yeah, you know, we've been meeting with folks from Iowa as well as across the country, the leadership of the Ag Committee. No, look, this farm bill is, there's not a whole lot of new money in this farm bill. And by and large, you know, as I've been talking with farmers and rural communities, policymakers and so forth across the country, you know, I think most folks would agree that the 2018 farm bill was a pretty good farm bill. There are some tweaks that need to be made. For example, you know, there are folks that are wanting to make some adjustments to the farm safety net programs, particularly price loss and the ARC PLC programs, adjusting those reference prices that are in the farm bill. And then, you know, bringing some of the conservation investments that were made, over the last few years, bringing those into the Farm Bill programs to be part of the long-term baseline of the Farm Bill. And then, how to bring the nutrition programs, into the conversation as well. So, you know, where we're at right now is there's some new priorities that need to be funded in the Farm Bill. They're trying to figure out how to fund the priorities without making adjustments or cuts that are too painful for members, for example, on the nutrition or the conservation side. So that's really where things are at right now. A lot of the debate here has been pushed off because of some of the government funding debates that have been going on here. And so there just hasn't been a whole lot of oxygen to kind of get into the room and working on the differences on the farm bill.
What other ag issues there, Matt, that's on the minds of people in Congress other than the farm bill right now?
Well, you know, look, there's the farm safety net piece, which, you know, obviously is really important. The farm bill, as you look at the overall, you know, funding package, this next farm bill will be about 82% will be in the nutrition title. And so the 2018 farm bill directed, a couple of updates in what they call the Thrifty Food Program. And what that is it's essentially the basket of goods that are provided through those nutrition programs. And those updates are very expensive. And then when you look at, you know, the farm safety net programs, updating those ARC PLC programs, those target prices, just a 10% update is a $20 billion investment. And then you have the conservation investments that came through the Inflation Reduction Act. There's about $14 billion or so that's left on the bottom line on those programs, bringing those investments into the existing Farm Bill programs, is another part of the puzzle here. But when you look broader picture here, the Farm Bill is so critically important for the country. It's food security, it's national security. And when we look at what's going on in the world today with, you know, geopolitical issues and so forth, you know, there's a lot of areas of the Farm Bill that are really critical for U.S. producers and rural communities across the country. When you think about the research programs, for example, we're currently at about 1970s levels for research investments. And as we look at the shifting trade lanes and, you know, who's making the investments in ag research, you know, countries like China and Brazil are far outpacing U.S. investment, sometimes 3 to 5 to 1, right? And so it's really important that we're focusing on some of these key priorities as we move forward, because it's really it's a competitiveness issue. But it's also a global and domestic food security issue as well. And that's really how the Farm Bill, you know, got its roots back in the 1930s, is really around food security for the country. And, you know, over the years, these Farm Bills have proven to provide an affordable, secure food supply for the country.
So we'll see what happens coming up in the foreseeable future there, Matt, and what happens in Congress on this Farm Bill issue that's been on the minds of you and other ag people around the Midwest and the country.
Yeah, you know, Matt, I think as we get into April here, you know, our conversations with the chairman of the House Ag Committee, D.T. Thompson, and others, it sounds like they're hoping to mark up a Farm Bill in April in the House. You know, I think that'll be a good kickstart to the conversation. We've also been, you know, having conversations with Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow from Michigan, as well as you know, Ranking Member John Bozeman from Arkansas. And, you know, hopefully, you know, as we get into April here in the spring, we can make some progress. You know, the one thing that worries me here is that this is an election year, and, you know, as we get closer to the election, it just becomes more difficult to move a Farm Bill or any package, you know, the size of the Farm Bill through Congress. And so, you know, if we get very late into the spring or early summer, you know, my fear is that we could get into some of those election year politics, and then we might have to move or delay action on the Farm Bill until after the election or even next year.
Yes, only time will tell on that, Matt, but we'll wait and see what happens, what Congress does with the Farm Bill in the weeks to come. Matt Wolman, my guest here on KKWC from the Head of Government Relations with Land O'Lakes. And Matt, thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you so much.